I wasn't going to do this, but Mark Coyne, who's everywhere today, sent me an email at 10:58 last night. I've got to read this because this is an outstanding bloke. He said, "Alan, I hope you're doing better than I am. You no doubt have heard about my dramas in Singapore. I'm about to fly out of Singapore to come home, so I'll end up in the air when you go to air, so I wanted to reach out about the incident in Singapore just to explain what happened. Can I say up front how embarrassed and ashamed I am of my behaviour? I've never been in this type of trouble in my life. The embarrassment is more for my family than myself, as I will absolutely take ownership of my behaviour. I was in Singapore visiting friends living there and went out with them for the evening. Around 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., I realised I'd had too much to drink and left the venue. When I got into the cab, there was a misunderstanding and the cabbie contacted the police. By the time the police came, the issue with the cabbie was resolved. Because I was not carrying my passport, the police said I was regarded as an illegal immigrant and I was put in a police van. I admit that made me angry and my language was bad. I apologised for that in court yesterday. I'm sincerely embarrassed at my actions. People who know me know it was out of character. It's no excuse, but I was a bit disoriented and shocked by events. I was only formally charged by the police on Tuesday, and the case was heard today, Wednesday. I pleaded guilty and apologised. I've paid a $4,000 fine due to the language. I have total respect for Singaporean law enforcement and the job they do. I've stepped aside from my role on the ARL Commission to enable me to give a full explanation to my fellow NRL commissioners when Peter Beattie returns from leave. You will know how much rugby league means to me. The idea of ever tarnishing the game horrifies me." Mark Coyne, can you do better than that?